Why do brilliant people sometimes make terrible decisions? Why do entire societies repeat devastating patterns despite centuries of hard-won wisdom? The answer is both simple and unsettling. Our thinking is fundamentally flawed, yet we remain blind to its defects. In a world where misinformation spreads faster than truth and tribal thinking dominates public discourse, this blindness has become dangerous. We face accelerating technological change, mounting environmental threats, and increasingly complex global challenges. Yet most of us navigate these waters with thinking skills designed for a simpler world. The gap between the complexity we face and our ability to reason through it grows wider each day. What we need isn't more information, we're drowning in that already, but better thinking. The quality of our lives, our relationships, our careers, and even our survival depends directly on the quality of our thinking. Here's a startling fact. When surveyed, over 90% of professionals rate themselves as above average thinkers, a statistical impossibility that reveals our profound self-deception. Most of us dramatically overestimate our reasoning abilities. This overconfidence creates a dangerous blind spot because we cannot improve what we don't recognize needs improvement. Modern life has evolved faster than our brains. Communication leapt from telegraphs to smartphones in generations. Careers shift multiple times in a lifetime. Climate change, economic instability, and global health crises interconnect in ways that defy simple solutions. Yet humans evolved for immediate survival, not for understanding complex systems or anticipating long-term consequences. When faced with complexity, we instinctively seek simplicity, often sacrificing accuracy. Political leaders make environmental policy without grasping ecological complexities. Citizens vote based on sound bites rather than nuanced understanding. Corporations chase quarterly profits while ignoring systemic risks. Traditional education worsens this by emphasizing content over thinking skills. Students memorize facts but rarely develop abilities to analyze complex situations, recognize hidden assumptions, or evaluate competing claims, precisely what our moment demands. The cost of inadequate thinking rises while time to correct mistakes shrinks. Good thinking requires deliberate effort, like physical fitness, use it or lose it. Intelligent people often have significant thinking gaps that remain invisible until challenged. When relationships crumble, we blame others rather than examining our patterns. When finances collapse, we cite bad luck rather than flawed reasoning. Becoming your own critic means questioning yourself first. What assumptions am I making? What information am I ignoring? How is my perspective limited? This self-scrutiny isn't self-doubt, it's intellectual honesty. It means recognizing your first interpretation might be incomplete, your emotional reactions might stem from distorted thinking, and your conclusions might need revision. By becoming your thinking's harshest critic, you develop awareness that monitors and corrects errors before they become actions. Critical thinking comes in two varieties, weak and strong. Weak critical thinking uses intellectual skills to win arguments and defend existing beliefs. Strong critical thinking pursues truth regardless of comfort. The difference lies in fair-mindedness, the willingness to apply the same intellectual standards to all claims. This explains why highly intelligent people can remain trapped in prejudice. Intelligence doesn't guarantee good thinking. It merely makes one better at rationalizing beliefs. Without fair-mindedness, intellectual skills become tools for self-deception. Developing fair-mindedness requires cultivating intellectual virtues. Intellectual humility, recognizing your knowledge limits. Intellectual courage, examining beliefs central to your identity. Intellectual empathy, genuinely understanding different viewpoints. And intellectual integrity, holding yourself to the same standards you apply to others. Fair-mindedness doesn't mean abandoning convictions. It ensures your convictions result from thorough consideration rather than uncritical acceptance. The human mind operates through three interdependent functions: thinking, creating meaning, feeling, evaluating emotionally, and wanting, directing action. Changes in one produce shifts in the others. When your boss criticizes your work, you might interpret this as an attack, feel defensive, and want to justify yourself. Your colleague might interpret identical criticism as helpful feedback, feel grateful, and want to implement suggestions. The objective situation is identical, but subjective experiences differ dramatically based on the meaning created. When experiencing unwanted emotions like anger or jealousy, identify the thoughts generating these feelings and examine their rationality. If you feel jealous when a colleague receives a promotion, you might discover thoughts like, "They don't deserve it," or "I should have gotten that position." By questioning these thoughts, you can transform your emotional response. Our thinking is naturally dominated by egocentric tendencies that prioritize immediate desires and self-justification over accuracy. Overcoming egocentrism means developing explicit habits that help us recognize and restructure these patterns when they occur. Every thought engages 8 essential elements that form reasoning structure. Understanding them reveals hidden flaws in our thinking. Purpose drives all thinking. We never think randomly, but towards some end. Yet we're often unaware our purposes can be vague or contradictory. Questions shape thinking's direction. Their quality determines our thinking's quality. Vague questions like, "What can be done about education?" yield vague answers, while precise ones like, "How can we ensure students develop practical decision-making skills?" focus thinking productively. Information forms reasoning's raw material. Critical thinkers distinguish between inert information, memorized but not understood, activated ignorance, false information believed and acted upon, and activated knowledge, true information generating further insight. Interpretation involves drawing conclusions through inferences, intellectual acts concluding something is true based on something else appearing true. These rest on assumptions, beliefs we take for granted, usually learned previously, and unquestioned. Concepts provide thinking's framework. We don't experience the world conceptless. We see trees, clouds, and people as if their names were inherent. Point of view frames all thinking, shaped by time period, culture, religion, gender, profession, economic interest, and emotional state. Critical thinking requires evaluating these elements using intellectual standards. Clarity, the gateway standard, accuracy, representing reality correctly, precision, providing necessary details, relevance, connecting ideas directly to the issue, depth, penetrating beneath surface appearances, breadth, considering multiple viewpoints, logicalness, ensuring mutually supporting thoughts, significance, focusing on what's most important, and fairness, ensuring thinking is justified and aligned with reason. Most people view their lives as predetermined by circumstances, overlooking a profound truth. By deliberately changing our thinking patterns, we gain significant freedom to design our lives. Experience isn't merely something that happens to us. It's something we actively create through interpretation. While we can't control many objective factors, we determine which events become part of our experience by what we notice and the meaning we assign. Powerful social forces through mass media influence how we conceptualize the world, telling us who to trust, what gives security, who to admire. Critical thinkers resist by seeking alternative views and reading widely. One powerful strategy is reading backwards, engaging with books from different historical periods, offering insights that deepen our thinking beyond modern misconceptions. By applying critical thinking to life design, we move from passive recipients of circumstances to active architects of our experience, making deliberate choices aligned with our deepest values rather than superficial cultural expectations. In a world that rewards conformity, choosing to think critically is an act of quiet rebellion, one that reclaims your mind, your choices, and ultimately, your life.